ABC Radio Australia.
The media blackout is still in place in Fiji, and it's into its fifth day now. But as Yara Murray-Atfield reports, it's a practice critics say should not have been imposed on the Fijian media and the Fijian people in the first place, particularly as it appears to have had an unwelcome side effect by generating a spike in fake news.
Until Sunday night, houses, businesses and streets around Fiji bore the smiling faces and candidate numbers of politicians contesting the election. By Monday morning, most were gone, the result of the country's blackout on campaigning and media reporting from 48 hours before polls open until all polls officially close. Bernadette Carrion is a journalist and the co-chair of the Pacific Freedom Forum.
This is the 21st century and election blackouts should be removed. And freedom of speech, freedom of expression is a basic human right.
The blackout is because of the 2014 Election Act, which says it's prohibited for any media to publish, print or broadcast any campaign advertisement, debate, opinion or interview on any election issue or on any political party or candidate. And it's illegal for candidates and private citizens to display campaign materials, but also to communicate any political messages, including by phone, private email or social media. The penalties for not complying are up to 5 years in prison for media and 10 years for private citizens. And election supervisor Mohammed Saneem has confirmed at least one case from the media has been investigated. The blackout should have ended at 6 p.m. Suva time on Wednesday, but not all polling booths were able to vote due to heavy rain. Ms. Carrion says the Pacific Freedom Forum is concerned the vacuum left by the blackout is leading to fake news and misinformation being shared.
The media is not allowed to publish any information regarding the election. And so there has been report of some fake website coming up during the blackout. And so we call it fake news because could potentially influence the voting.
The editor of the Fiji Times published an appeal to its readers on Wednesday, asking to report a fake Facebook page pretending to be the newspaper. And the Australian High Commission had to release a statement to clarify that reports of free visas on arrival if the incumbent Fiji First one were untrue. Ms. Carrion says the effect of the blackout is twofold.
The media or the readers cannot fact-check because the media is not allowed to air any news or information about the election process.
Pacific Beat requested comment from the chair of the Media Industry Development Authority, Ashwin Raj, who did not respond. But he's defended the laws to local media, saying that rather than stifling freedom of speech, it gave people time to independently decide who to vote for. He says they're urging people to report fake news to the authority or to the Fiji Elections Office, and Mr. Saneem says they're taking note.
We also have noticed some cases of fake news coming out on social media. Someone even went to the extent of photoshopping the results app outcome.
The blackouts and media freedom were a point of criticism for the multinational observer group for the 2014 election, which recommended the penalties for breaching the election reporting rules be reviewed. The human rights organisation Amnesty International released a human rights agenda ahead of the election, calling for parties to commit to tackle human rights abuses. Rashika Deo is a Pacific researcher for the group based in Fiji and says the right to freedom of expression was one of the areas of concern.
With the blackout period, there was concerns raised in terms of compromising freedom of expression and also undermining rights to privacy. There was private citizens, they also fall under this provision in the legislation that they cannot share information, they cannot talk about any of the parties or any of the materials or information, even through private messages. So there was that aspect of concern that the media blackout extended to private citizens.
The blackout will remain in place until 6 p.m. Fiji time on Saturday, when the final polling booths officially close.